I wonder maybe if that's relative to the size of the town and the closeness of the people. Would you expect for a person not to be able to come back, say, in a bigger place like Birmingham? Would there be more trouble there, do you think? Or concern?
I don't know. It seems like to me that in a town the size of Birmingham, we would have more help. And there may be, quote, unquote, need, which I was not. I was born in Birmingham. So that would not have been a problem for me because I knew people. But perhaps someone who was new, it could have been a problem for them because you don't want to just leave your child with anybody.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that I don't know of daycare centers even 20 years ago. I'm sure there were daycare centers. But it's certainly nothing like some of the companies have today where they actually have the children on another floor where the employees are working.
Since you were both a counselor and a teacher, obviously you had common experience with other women educators. My question would be, do you know how, as a woman, these ladies felt in relation to their male counterparts? Did you detect any kind of trend of favoritism, or would anyone try to make you feel inadequate, or browbeat, or ask for deference, or something like that because of your sex?
I can't speak for everyone, but I never did feel that I was subordinate or superior. There were many times when I wished I had a broader knowledge of subject matter, and I tried to keep up, but I always felt I was a professional teacher, just as I felt that men were professional teachers. So, to your question, no.
Okay. So you wouldn't detect a difference in treatment?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I didn't.
That's good. Was feminism an issue in school? Were women educators likely to take up a feminist banner?
I don't think so. I can't say if it really didn't happen. If it was an issue, I was never aware of it.
And it was about the same time as your break, too, I guess, late 60s to 75, feminism as a national issue became very apparent. But women educators were still very cognizant of being women, I'm sure, and knowing that.
I think you'll find the majority of teachers at that time were women. Men were pursuing other areas, and we had very, very few men teachers, particularly in the elementary school and high school, who had new coaches and so on.
Do you think there would be a parallel between the amount of women in school and maybe the success of feminism or attention to women's issues? If women are the educators, then I think that that would help to imbue their pupils with some sort of sensitivity toward women's issues. And that's just a thought. Would you kind of agree with that?
Not really.
No.
But it could be because of the subject matter that I taught. Since I was in science, I can't see that any
women. Not relative one way or the other.
No, I mean you have your Madame Curie's and you have your Rutherford's and your Einstein's and so on. But I don't know that.
It's probably more in English or history.
Probably so, but I don't know, you go to your own classroom during the day and you just don't have time to interact with your teachers. You know, find out what they're doing in the classroom per se now as much as you know.
Do you find that a person's sex would make them more capable or gracious in granting grades? Was one softer than the other?
I don't think so.
That's a wild stab in the dark, yeah.
I don't think grades a lot of times depend on the students, their interests, their backgrounds, their habits, their subject matter. Sometimes it could depend on the course, and it's not whether the course was taught by male or female. I think that that the grades at my school, you know, were fair.
Were your principals all male at the high school? You ever had a female?
Well, at Jacksonville High School, when I first started teaching there, we had a combination superintendent principal who was male. And then we had a female who was acting principal. She also taught advanced math classes. She was a senior class sponsor in addition to her principal duties. At the same time, the principal of the elementary school here in Jacksonville was a female, and later the school was named in her honor.
Mrs. Stone.
Mm-hmm.
The acting principal at the high school, do you remember her name?
Yes, her name was Mrs. Jane Sill. She was the wife of one of the Jack educators.
Of Reuben?
Of Reuben,
yeah. Yeah. Did bosses who were male expect deference? You answered that before. You said you didn't feel or detect a specific trend of treatment deviance.
I was never made to feel a difference. It was expected in a negative way. I knew he was biased, and I respected their wishes. And I worked with the present principal, Mr. McKay, for 20 years. I always felt he was a gentleman and an excellent principal. He always said, be fair, be firm, and consistent. That's what he told us in the classroom, and that's the way he was as principal. And I think he always knew where you stood with him.
Starting early enough in the school system, had you ever detected a trend in the difference of pay in between men and women? For instance, if there wasn't a stated deference trend, would people be paid different?
I don't ever remember discussing salary with another teacher.
Yeah.
And when I first came here, we didn't have a salary schedule that was published where you could figure your salary to the penny like you have today. I guess that salary really was such a personal thing. It was one of the things I just did not discuss with people. I do feel that there was equity among pay. I feel that way now. I don't always feel that it was that way. For example, when I first came here, I was told that I didn't need as much money as others who had a family, but I had a husband who was the breadwinner in my family. By that statement, I always felt for a short while that I was not making as much as others in the same position. And this was, as I say, was a long time before salary scales were published and one could figure to the dollar amount an annual salary.
But you were certainly working as hard.
Absolutely. I surely was. I had a heavy class load and had some rather difficult subjects. There's, to me, the chemistry and the physics and biology were difficult subjects. I think things have a way of writing themselves. A second thing that happened to me, I changed jobs when I was within the system. When I was made a vocational counselor, and my superintendent apparently failed to realize, and he did not admit this, that everybody in the system got a percentage raise. And I talked to the bookkeeper about it, and my salary was the same after the first month, and she said, oh, there is an error on that. Let me check on that. So I did not deposit the check. And rather than, I think what had happened, he had looked at the salary of someone before me and gave me the same salary rather than including the increment. However, things did work out better. I think once he realized that, he realized that there was an opening in the area that I really wanted to go into the counseling. So he not only offered me that with the increment, but he also included it as a 12-month job rather than a 9-month job. So for me, it worked out much, much better in the long run. One other thing, later on when I came back, the superintendent forgot to write in that I was a 12-month person rather than a 10-month person. So I had already worked those 2 months in the summertime, for which I did not receive pay. I'm sure you'll wonder why in the world did I do it. Today I probably would have challenged it, but I really respected my principal, my superintendent. I liked my job. It was good for me. And I'm not sure now that on some of the instances I would have said, oh, it's okay.
But apparently, I guess it was something you wanted to do.
Oh, yes, I wanted to stay here. As I say, it was very good for me. But as I say, everything worked out just fine for me. I did get, as I say, the 12-month job, which certainly helps out with annual retirement pay and so on. So it worked out for me.
But that's on an accrual basis, the amount of years you've worked.
And this is certainly a... this is something that's not happening today, let's put it that way. This has always been in the past, and I have a good rapport, I hope, with the superintendent's office.
Well, we're very specific about the amount of hours we work in today.
I don't think we are specific about the number of hours we work. I think that, particularly in a counseling job, we're expected to be there during certain hours. But as far as saying, okay, I got off at 3:30, that was not the case. Because many times I would be there on Saturdays, I would be there on Sundays, I would be there at night. And oftentimes I would schedule conferences after people got off from work at 4:30, 5 o'clock.
It was a salary position.
Yes, it was a salary.
I guess it would have to be. Otherwise, they'd be in debt to you for a long time.
Well, it definitely was a salary. But, on the other hand, if I needed to take off and go to the dentist, I didn't mind asking off. They were always really good about that because I put in more hours than I needed.
Did you detect any kind of a trend for preferential hiring practices? You said that in the grammar schools that there was a higher distribution ratio of women teachers. And in the high school, there was also a high distribution of women, but there was more men than in the grammar school, generally. Did you detect any kind of preferential hiring practice?
I don't really think so, none of which I'm aware of. But on the other hand, I was not in the business of hiring or firing or evaluating. Seems like to me that with the scarcity of teaching jobs today, I know you don't want to hear about it, but seems like I've heard of some very good students who are still working for jobs in the teaching profession that transcripts seem to weigh very heavily, interviews, and also recommendations.
Do you think it was a cognizant effort by school systems to try to get women educators for grade schools, for grammar schools?
That I don't know. As I said, I had nothing to do with the hiring and firing.
Yeah.
All I did was interview myself and was hired.
It just seems kind of fishy. And I kind of wonder how, if it was a cognizant thought process which actually said, well, maybe a lower threat environment for a child would be to be with a woman educator who's teaching him something because it would be a more passive transition from home to school.
Thinking back in my own experience, our principal, when I was in school, was the only male we had an assistant principal who was female in elementary school, and I went to a school where grades 1 through 8 were in the same thing, 4 through 12. I don't believe even at the ninth grade level I had a male teacher. The first male teacher I can remember having was a geometry teacher about the 10th grade level. The things have changed for the better, I think. I look back at my children, and some of their favorite teachers have also been male teachers.
I've only recently found one or two men who admit, maybe it has to do with being masculine, who admit liking and wanting to be a